Welcome to Morning Prayer on Thursday the 30th of July, the festival of William Wilberforce, Olaudah Aquiano and Thomas Clarkson, anti-slavery campaigners. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations rejoice and be glad, for you will judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Then shall the earth bring forth her increase, and God, our own God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 14. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fool said in his heart, "There is no God." Corrupt are they, and abominable in their wickedness. There is no one that does good. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of the earth, to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks after God. But everyone has turned back. All alike have become corrupt. There is none that does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge, these evildoers, who eat up my people as if they ate bread and do not call upon the Lord? There shall they be in great fear, for God is in the company of the righteous. Though they would confound the counsel of the poor, yet the Lord shall be their refuge. Oh, that Israel's salvation would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, then will Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God of heaven, look with mercy on all who are consumed by ignorance and greed. And let the children of earth know that you are God for ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Let us pray. Let us pray to you now, Lord, in the knowledge that nothing can separate us from your perfect love. We thank you that right in the middle of these unprecedented times of stress, distress, and upheaval, your hand is at work in the midst of it all. We thank you for those times when we see people caring for the hungry, the sick, for those who mourn, and for those speaking up for justice. Help them, Lord, to know that they are not alone as we discern how best to join our voices with theirs. Remind us too, Lord, that when we don't know where to start, the answer lies most frequently to be found in listening rather than speaking. Remind us too of the power of your Holy Spirit to intercede with utterances too deep for words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.